everyone. Ready to dive deep into something you use every day but probably don't think much about.
Ooh, let me guess.
Your ears. We're taking a closer look at the hidden secrets of the human ear.
Ah, the presentation by Dr. Ali Dinesh.
You know it? Professor of audiology. And boy, does he know how to make ears sound fascinating.
It's true. We kind of take our ears for granted, don't we?
Totally. They're always working, filtering noise, helping us balance.
Dr. Dinesh really highlights those often overlooked functions.
Exactly. Like earwax, we all experience it.
But might not appreciate it.
Right. It's not just gross, it's a self-cleaning system.
Like a tiny housekeeper for your ear canal.
So cool. And the external ear, get this, it's shaped to resonate with what Dr. Dinesh calls the motherized voice.
Interesting. So that's why a mother's voice is so calming to a baby.
That's the idea. Okay, now let's go deeper, past the eardrum.
Into the middle ear.
Yep. Dr. Dinesh describes the eardrum moving on a molecular level.
Seriously? Responding to the tiniest vibrations?
It's wild. And then those vibrations hit the ossicles.
The tiniest bones in the middle ear.
Malleus, incocus, and stapes, they're not just sitting there.
Right, they amplify the sound, concentrate it onto the oval window.
Which is the entrance to the inner ear.
Exactly. It's crucial because the inner ear is filled with fluid, much denser than air.
So it's like a delicate relay race of sound.
A perfect analogy.
Yeah.
But here's where it gets even cooler, the middle ear.
It's not just about hearing.
Nope. It's connected to our sense of taste, too.
Through the facial nerve.
You got it. Ever notice how a blocked eustachian tube makes food taste bland?
Now that you mention it.
That's the facial nerve responsible for taste passing right through the middle ear.
Wow, our senses are way more connected than I realized.
They really are. Okay, let's follow those vibrations further in.
Past the oval window into the inner ear.
Dr. Dinesh calls it a labyrinth.
Very appropriate. It's nestled in the densest bone in the body. Like it's protected.
And in this bony fortress, sound really comes alive.
How so?
Dr. Dinesh explains this mind-blowing concept. Motor movement of sensory cells.
Hold on, those tiny hair cells are moving.
They're not passive, they dance in response to sound waves.
That's incredible, but how do we make sense of all these different sounds?
It's like an orchestra, each instrument playing its part.
Okay.
Dr. Dinesh talks about tonotopic organization. It's like a frequency map.
High notes here, low notes there.
Precisely. The hair cells in the inner ear are arranged this way, and that organization continues in the brain.
So the brain can process the entire spectrum of sound.
From the deepest bass to the highest treble.
Our ears and brain are working together to decode this symphony of sounds.
A symphony indeed. And we haven't even talked about the inner ear's role in balance yet.
There's even more.
Oh, yeah. But before we get to that,
let's talk about the brain's role in all of this.
Because it's not just about the ear itself, right?
The brain plays a huge role in processing sound.
Exactly. Dr. Dinesh emphasizes, hearing isn't just receiving sound, it's interpreting it.
Makes sense.
He talks about multiple nuclei and many interactions happening in the brain.
So even recognizing a friend's voice is super complex.
It's a symphony of neural activity happening in milliseconds.
Wow.
And remember, tonotopic organization, it's in the auditory cortex too.
That part of the brain dedicated to processing sound.
Yep. This mapping helps us pick out conversations in noisy rooms or appreciate music.
Mind-blowing. Okay, enough talking. Let's see some visuals.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Dinesh didn't just talk. He showed us what the ear looks like.
Healthy and not so healthy.
Powerful stuff. Like the tympanic membrane. Healthy and perforated.
Reminds us to protect that delicate structure.
And those tiny ossicles, seeing their size and shape.
Makes you appreciate their role even more.
And those hair cells. So small, yet so important.
Dr. Dinesh showed the effects of damage, too, the reality of hearing loss.
It was impactful. And seeing the auditory cortex itself, with its folds and regions,
really reinforces that hearing is more than just our ears.
It's a whole brain thing. But Dr. Dinesh also showed ear conditions, like atresia, otitis media.
And cholesteatoma. Seeing those images helps us understand the impact of ear problems.
Definitely. And he included images of surgical procedures, too, like myrinotomy, ventilation tubes.
Seeing those procedures demystified them.
Exactly. And those images of facial paralysis and acoustic neuroma, a little unsettling, but...
But they highlight how complex the ear is, how it connects to other structures.
Very true. Dr. Dinesh really emphasized knowing your family history, too.
When it comes to ear-related conditions.
It can be key in diagnosing and managing things like hearing loss or balance problems.
He highlighted some specific conditions to watch out for. Atresia, where the ear canal is underdeveloped.
And chronic otitis media, inflammation and fluid in the middle ear.
Conditions that can really impact hearing and well-being.
Early detection and intervention are so important. And then there's cholesteatoma, where skin grows in the middle ear,
potentially causing hearing loss and other complications.
Right. And Dr. Dinesh talked about otitis externa too, infection of the outer ear canal,
often called swimmer's ear.
He explained there are different levels of severity, from mild to severe.
Pain, itching, discharge, those kinds of symptoms.
Crucial to recognize those signs and seek treatment quickly.
Absolutely. And lastly, he touched on microtia and anosia,
where the outer ear is underdeveloped or absent.
It was encouraging to hear about the surgical treatments available.
Those advancements are truly remarkable. This has been quite a journey so far.
From the outer ear all the way to the auditory cortex.
It's amazing how all those intricate parts work together.
We've covered a lot of ground, but we need a moment to catch our breath.
We'll be back soon to wrap up our deep dive into the hidden secrets of the human ear. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to our exploration of the ear. It's really quite remarkable how all these intricate parts work together, you know, to create that world of sound we experience.
You know, as we were discussing those surgical procedures, one image that really stuck with me was the one showing a perforated eardrum. Oh, right, from Dr. Dinesh's presentation.
Yeah, the one caused by a Q-tip. Makes you think twice about those things.
It's a powerful image, for sure. A reminder to be gentle with our ears.
Definitely. We often forget how delicate they are.
It's easy to assume they're tougher than they are.
Another image that caught my eye, the one showing cauliflower ear.
Oh, yeah, that one looked pretty intense, didn't it?
It did. What exactly causes that?
It often develops in athletes.
Yeah.
You know, those in contact sports like rugby or boxing.
I see. Makes sense.
Repeated trauma to the ear can cause blood clots and cartilage damage.
Ouch, that sounds painful. Speaking of conditions impacting the ear, we talked about cholesteatoma earlier.
Right, where skin grows in the middle ear.
It's amazing how something so seemingly simple can have such big consequences.
It really highlights the importance of early detection and treatment, you know?
Absolutely. Catching things early can make a world of difference. Some of the images also gave me a new appreciation for ear surgery.
It is intricate work, that's for sure.
Like the one showing a fluid-filled middle ear makes it clear why procedures like myringotomy are sometimes needed.
Right, to drain that fluid, especially common in children.
And that image of a surgical repair of the eardrum, myringoplasty, fascinating.
It is incredible what surgeons can do these days. Repair a damaged eardrum, restore hearing using a delicate graft.
Amazing. Those images of facial paralysis were a bit concerning, though.
They were. It reminds us how connected the ear is to other structures in the head.
And how conditions affecting the ear can have those far-reaching consequences.
Absolutely. The facial nerve, the one that controls our facial expressions, runs very close to the structures of the ear.
So infections or tumors can sometimes impact it.
Leading to weakness or paralysis. And then there was the images acoustic neuroma.
Right. A tumor that grows on the nerve responsible for hearing and balance.
They can cause a range of symptoms. Hearing loss, tinnitus, balance problems. Early detection is key.
So after all this, what would you say are the key takeaways for our listeners?
Well, first and foremost, I'd say the ear is much more complex than we give it credit for.
Than we realize, for sure.
From earwax to those tiny bones and muscles, every part plays a vital role in our hearing.
And it's not just the ear itself, right? The brain is equally important.
Absolutely. That tonotopic organization we discussed, it highlights the intricate connection between the ear and the brain.
And protecting our ears from damage is crucial.
So important, whether it's loud noises, cotton swabs, or seeking medical attention for any concerns.
And family history, we can't forget that.
Right. Knowing your family history can be invaluable when it comes to managing potential issues. Always worth discussing with your doctor.
This has been an incredible exploration so far, and we've still got more ground to cover.
We'll be back shortly to wrap up our deep dive into the hidden secrets of the human ear.
And we're back, ready to wrap up our journey through the ear.
It's been quite a trip, that's for sure. So much we uncovered about this little organ.
Before we go, I want to touch on something Dr. Dinesh emphasized, just the vastness of scientific knowledge.
Oh, absolutely. What we learned today is just a snapshot. There's so much more to discover.
It makes you wonder, what will we know in 5-10 years? Maybe we'll regenerate those hair cells, help people with hearing loss.
Or unlock more secrets about how the brain processes sound.
New hearing aids, assistive devices. The possibilities are exciting.
And a bit daunting, right? What we think is groundbreaking today might be old news tomorrow.
True. What stood out most to you from all this? The middle ear mechanics, those sensitive hair cells?
For me, it's the interconnectedness, how the ear works with the brain, with other senses. It's just remarkable.
It shows how interconnected our bodies are, really. And remember, this deep dive is just a starting point. There's so much more out there to learn.
Keep exploring. Keep asking questions. The ear is a marvel of nature, a testament to the complexity of the human body.
Treat your ears well, protect them, and appreciate all the sounds they let you experience.
Well said. Keep listening, keep questioning, keep marveling at the world.
You never know what secrets are waiting to be uncovered. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the ear.
Until next time, keep those ears perked and those minds curious.